Hi there everyone, hope you're doing well. I'm trying something a little different in this video. I have a philosophy-related video in the works, which will be quite long and in-depth, so I don't think it's anywhere close to completion, but I'm working away on it to whatever degree I can. I'll say right away that it is not Philosophical Investigations by Wittgenstein, although I think people will still be interested in it, and Philosophical Investigations will probably be one of the next works I talk about after this video, but I really want to take my time to read some long, thorough commentaries on it, because these kind of videos take a long time, and I don't like to rush them, because when I do, they suffer. But I've gotten so much positive reception on this channel, and feels so good to express myself on it, that I've toyed with the idea of making some shorter, more off-the-cuff personal videos with my own thoughts, rather than summarizing and describing the works of others. These could be whatever I think is important or helpful for others, but especially my own thoughts on things like philosophy, religion, ethics, ecology, and so on. And so, I'm experimenting with making at least one of these right now. This is the first one, really. But it feels kind of inherently hypocritical to do something like that. And to explain why, I want to talk a bit about my views about the internet and how we should engage with it and why. So, the internet is a text medium. It should be. We forget that, but the lifeblood of the internet is text. The internet is written in hypertext markup language. The original intention of the internet when it started was to share thoughts via text. Then, in rare cases where you really couldn't convey what you wanted to without an image, one was begrudgingly added, if ASCII art couldn't do the job, that is. And if you really, really couldn't convey it with just images and words, a video could be added, but this was, like, absolutely a last resort. Of course, a lot of this might just sound old-fashioned because that's how it had to be when internet speeds were so slow, but I really do think that things were better like that, and that the further the internet gets from text, the worse it becomes. Nowadays, YouTube controls the internet, and this is bad already because it's a monopoly over web communication, but it's really bad in a way that a lot of people don't realize, because what's worst about YouTube, out of everything in my opinion, is that it's basically turned videos into the default form of communication for anything and everything on the internet. If you want eyes on your message on the internet, you have to make it a video or a stream, and this is bad. This is extremely bad. It makes things very much worse for archiving, for one thing. It's a lot easier to index, save, and reference information when it takes the form of text rather than a video. A lot of things suffer when only made as a video. There's so many tutorials, and there's so many videos on YouTube where the video is just doesn't need to be there. It's just a guy in front of his camera, or it's just some footage of a game like I'm doing now, haha. But, this could have been a text post. This could have been a blog post. I don't like blogs either, but personal websites are best. But why blogging would be better than this? We don't read enough text online, and there's so many videos that don't need to be videos. And the reason that's bad, besides being hard to archive, is that it takes a toll on bandwidth, and it's just wasteful and bloated, and it puts more and more strain on servers to store all of that info. Just imagine how much less electricity it would take to store all the information on Google's servers if all of every YouTube video that didn't need to be a video was a text document instead. Just consider how much less electricity that would be, and keep in your mind images of forest fires in the Amazon and melting glaciers in Greenland while you're thinking about that. And I often worry that my contribution is especially wasteful because my lectures here are something that could very well be done as a text document rather than a video. This video too, of course, is just me talking. There's nothing here that needs to be a video. And that's just the reason I'm hesitant to post more videos here when they could be in a text medium instead. Of course, some things have to be videos. I get it. But sometimes I wonder how much what I want to convey can be, and if it wouldn't be better to make people read a little more. So don't get me wrong, I'll still post a new lecture as a video, most likely when I make one, and the ones that are up already aren't going anywhere. I just feel like YouTube is kind of a leviathan which shouldn't be supported, because in addition to making the internet a much more energy-intensive, wasteful place from a purely ecological point of view, it also has a very pervasive effect on the way people speak and the thoughts they think. The norms of YouTube in terms of language and opinions are becoming the norms of the world, and this is very bad, because YouTube is even more cucked to advertisers and any moral majority that wants to bully someone off than cable television ever was. And I hate censorship, even when it's ambient and self-inflicted like that. And YouTube makes more people censor their own thoughts and expression than anything else today. And I hate that. I hate that so, so much. So, I am going to upload this video, and maybe eventually some others like this with my personal thoughts about things I'm interested in. I want to call these sermons, but that sounds really pretentious. So, personal thoughts, ramblings, I don't know what you want to call it. But mostly I want to create valuable material for the internet using text, because that's what the internet should be about. So I hope to post some links to some of my writings in the community section of this channel, because I have a personal site, but I like to keep it more private. I want it to kind of be totally separated from this site. But I do want to share more stuff more regularly, but not necessarily as videos, just because I think it's... I have to be the change I want to see in the world in not making something a video if it doesn't need to be. So, I will suffer for it from the algorithm, but I'd rather rest easy knowing that I'm contributing to less electricity consumption, making people rediscover the ability to read rather than watch or listen when online, and attracting an audience of people who really care. So, if you want to make things even better, follow my community tab, and also watch all my videos with a front end like Invidious or FreeTube, so you don't feed the Google Antichrist anymore. Of course, I do want to say that I know one major advantage of making a video rather than text, and that's having a video to listen to or watch while falling asleep. And I do this with all kinds of videos every night, and it's one of the most important functions of YouTube to me. I might bitch about YouTube, but I'm as caught into it as anyone else, and I hate that, and I can't become perfect right away. So I will say I'm very happy if my videos can provide the same thing for anyone, and I imagine that they do for at least a few people listening. Although sometimes I do wonder what it says about us that there's a whole market cottage industry of content designed specifically to keep people from being alone with the terror of their own thoughts. That can't be very healthy. But once again, thank you for the support and interest, and I hope to continue to talk with this audience in some form or another. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.